This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number one of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. As always, we've got just a loaded plate tonight of topics to talk about, including Christians attacking one another. We'll explain that to you coming up. But we start things out with a guest, and it's unusual that we bring guests on the show, but 2 weeks ago, we had a bit of a almost some fisticuffs here in the studio between Johnson
just
and Mark.
Just paper balls being thrown.
Right. Mark got really angry. He balled up a piece of paper and threw it out of the studio. There was some yelling that went on, and it was all about the environment. Johnson, you had brought in an article from, I believe, the Scientific American that essentially was... Do you want to just recap it real quick?
It was entitled The Flipping Point, and it's an article by Michael Shermer, who is... He's listed on self-advocates. The self-advocates are self-advocates.gov, or self... I'm sorry, self-gov.org, I believe it is. They are, you know, pretty well-known libertarian organization. They make that little quiz, you know, that
the world's smallest political quiz.
And they list him as a libertarian. And he's also the founder of Skeptics, the Skeptics Society, and which publishes Skeptic Magazine. And he posted this article in Scientific American saying, look, the data is showing here that we are indeed experiencing global warming, and basically what needs to happen is that skeptics need to flip from being skeptics to being activists. And he was describing what was his flipping point.
Right, he basically said he was pretty concerned with the global warming thing, so he wants activism, and that was kind of the crux of the argument between what was really all of us 2 weeks ago was, well, what did he mean by that? So we've got him on the line. It is Dr. Michael Shermer, and I'm not sure, are you in California, doctor?
That's right, Pasadena, California.
All right, so you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark, and so, Mark, you...
Well, I just want to know, doctor... I believe that global warming is happening. That's my personal belief. There's people that believe otherwise, and but I'm not convinced that the evidence is conclusive that it's carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that's causing all of the global warming. And you are convinced of that? Could you sort of tell us why?
Right. Well, CO2 gas is a greenhouse gas, and everybody recognizes that it causes the greenhouse effect to go into effect. The Earth is getting warmer. No one, hardly anyone, actually disputes that. Even the most global warming skeptics don't dispute that it's getting warmer. The real question is, what's the cause of the warming? And then the third one is that we have been dumping more CO2 gas into our environment out of proportion than would normally go up and down with the normal ups and down cycles of various things. And even controlling for things like sunspot activity and the ellipticity of the Earth's orbit and the tilt of the Earth's axis and all these other long-term variables that do go on, in my opinion, I think that even for controlling for those, there's an abnormal amount of warming going on. And the uncertainty that still remains, I think, is how much warmer will it get due to anthropogenic causes, like CO2 gas that we're dumping in the atmosphere? Will it just be, you know, half a degree, which is probably, you know, no harm, no foul, or 3 or 4 degrees centigrade, in which case, you know, we could probably have some serious problems with the melting of the polar ice caps and flooding of the low-lying cities in Florida and New York and so on. So that, I think, that, and then if it is potentially bad, then what do we do about it? That's the other uncertain thing.
Sure, and we're going to get to all that, but I'm sort of a bit of an amateur at this whole environmental thing, so I have a question.
Well,
as well.
I am too. To be honest, I'm not an environmental scientist. I didn't know that much about it. It's always been on the back of my radar screen. Always looking for new things to write about in my monthly column in Scientific American. And, you know, a conjunction of events, the evangelical call and paper saying we need to do something about it, Al Gore's film, several books that came out in the last 6 months that I read, all of it sort of came together and got my attention.
I see. So you said this is abnormal, or you believe this could be abnormal warming. How many years have people been taking measurements on the temperature of the Earth?
Well, In terms of like actual day-to-day data for the last maybe 100, 150 years, before that it's all proxy data. That is, you use things like tree ring growth rates, ice core ring growth rates, stuff like that. There's
Are you pretty much convinced at this point that the reason why it's warming at the rate that it is because of things that man have done? Or isn't it possible that the Earth just happens to be getting warmer as part of its cycle of being an Earth?
It's possible, although, you see, it should actually be getting cooler. That is, in the last 10,000, 8,000 years or so, we should be sliding into another ice age if we... You know, look at the long-term patterns of the Earth naturally getting warmer, cooler, ice age in, ice age out. We should be heading back into another ice age, and in fact, we're not.
Well,
and it isn't just.
I've noticed, Michael, that the weathermen can't even predict what the weather's going to be tomorrow.
Do you want me to finish my sentence here?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, predictions are tough because the weathermen don't even know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, let alone whether we're going into an ice age.
Turns out this warming goes back 8,000 years. The clear cutting of forests, the burning of trees, agriculture, the domestication of cows, which emit a lot of methane.
Okay. So
all
what
that
you,
contributes as well.
What is it that you're proposing? This is something that your article did not cover at all, and this is what we got into an argument about because we're all libertarians of a varying degree on this show. And we understand it, that you are. Would you describe yourself as a libertarian?
Yeah, that's right.
So in that case, what do you mean when you say it's time for activism? What does that mean?
Oh, I think I like the idea of shifting to hybrid cars, biofuels, nuclear energy, more solar energy. I don't think we have to push the panic button yet. I think we can allow market forces to solve this problem over the next several decades. I don't think we're going to hit peak oil for a while still. I don't think we've hit it yet. I think we have time to let the market solve the problem. And there are really good market solutions. There's a lot of
like what?
Really, really smart people. Well, you trade carbon credits, for example. You set, a country sets the amount of carbon emissions it's going to allow, and companies can swap those and use those.
That doesn't sound very free market. You're saying the government would set a certain regulation and people would operate within that?
Well, look, you may think you can live in a free market, but you can start your own company here in America because we have a certain setup. Mm-hmm. If you go to India, you're not going to be allowed to do it. So there has to be some government regulations of some kind. You have to have a society. If there's no society, then there's no market. So you have to have some rules. We can't just do anything we want.
So how many other rules are you proposing?
These are simply called, in economics, these are called externalities.
What brilliant government bureaucrat is going to be the one to decide how many of these credits each country is supposed to have?
Well, it's actually pretty easy to determine based on the amount of carbon dioxide emissions, and we know how many parts per million there are, say, 500 years ago, a century ago, today, and so on. It's gone up from 280 to 380 to 480. Any more than that, it appears to cause serious global warming. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We basically have to stop the carbon emissions and reverse them soon, and that's not actually that hard to do.
Now, whence do these carbon emissions come? I mean, where are they coming from? Like, they're not coming out of the butts of cows.
Coal burning power plants is a primary source.
I thought that was carbon monoxide.
What's that?
I thought that was carbon monoxide. Am I mistaken?
No, coal-burning power plants are a big problem.
Okay. All right, Michael, hang on. We're going to come back to you with some more questions, and Johnson's been awfully silent about this so far, so I know he's got something to ring in here and chime in. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We've got Dr. Michael Shermer on. He's a scientist, and he believes in global warming. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on there, totally free, the bulletin board system included, with over 110,000 posts. About 1,200 people are interacting. All kinds of topics. You might find global warming being discussed there. You might find fun stuff, other serious issues. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you there, and you can get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We return to our guest, Dr. Michael Shermer from California. You're a scientist, is that right?
Well, I have a PhD in the history of science, and I'm an experimental psychologist. So I'm not an environmental scientist. So what I get is, you know, basically trying to read the body of literature and get my mind around it. It's a very complex subject, and of course, with something this complex, you're always going to find dissenters. But the vast majority of actual working climate scientists that I've talked to and interviewed believe that global warming is human caused.
So I want to get back into some of the activism that you've proposed. You proposed trying to promote
this. I'm not sure what we should do, because here's the problem. We don't know how bad it's going to be. So whether you need to act tomorrow or the next 50 years, it's unclear.
Well,
my sense is that we don't need to do anything dramatic for quite a while, and therefore we can, let's say, let market forces take over. For example, shifting from fossil fuels in automobiles to electric through hybrids, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And the market will slowly, over the next few years, develop more and better, efficient, sexier, fun-to-drive hybrids. And people will naturally gravitate to those as the price of gas goes up.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
Shifting from, say, coal-burning energy generators to nuclear.
Michael,
let
me ask you a question. My name is Johnson. I'm the guy who originally contacted you. I've been relatively quiet here for the sake of good radio, because obviously I tend to agree with you. So I kind of want to let them get their disagreements in, and I'd like to just say, you know,
I've just been asking questions.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, yeah. Initially, I contacted you because I initially was informed by a friend of mine, Dave Martin, who runs a free inquiry forum here, kind of a free thinkers discussion group, and he kind of pointed out to me some audio where you debated intelligent design with a biblical scholar. I don't remember his name, unfortunately, but I was very impressed by the debate. And then my friend. Said that he also agreed with you on your views on the environment. So I kind of looked into that more and found this article and decided to cover that. And we had this big debate about your call for activism without really explaining what that meant. And I see here, you know, your response is that we can have these market forces do, but what can, you know, when you call for activism, I don't know exactly, this article, I mean, is, I don't know who the general audience is, I guess, of Scientific American. But I read the magazine every so often, and I would like to know, what can the average Joe Smo, what kind of activism can they do? I mean, obviously, we can go out and try and buy a hybrid vehicle, but what other sorts of activism? And as a libertarian, the whole concept of just calling for activism without stating what that means, what the debate was about, is that tantamount to asking for government regulation?
Right. Well, I get 700 words. I can only say so much in one page.
Gotcha.
Well, I think the last chapter of Tim Flannery's book, The Weathermakers, outlines a couple of dozen different things each of us can do individually, such as buying a hybrid car, but even simpler than that, just like converting your own home, getting your home on the energy grid in a way that you can actually make money doing it. And there are lots of people doing this that not only do they not pay an electric bill, they actually get checks from the local electric company.
You're talking about people
by putting
solar
panels on, for example, and generating their own electricity. So
that takes a lot of income, though. I mean, solar panels aren't cheap, Dr. Shermer. I mean, that's some serious. You got to have some serious smack to be able to afford solar panels these days.
So?
They've always been. All I'm saying is, you're talking.
So you got to do that to have a car and buy a house. And,
all I'm saying is, Johnson, you know, here is asking for things within the reach of the average man, and I don't think solar panels are within the average man's reach.
Well, solar panels, there's government not subsidies, but tax credits for getting solar panels and that
there
kind
are.
Of thing.
So I'm
not saying that I like the idea of tax credits because I don't like the idea of taxes, but at the very least, you get dollar for dollar back what you spent on it.
They're already in place.
They are in place.
Yeah. So why not, use the system as best we can? We're forced to do that. So those are the kinds of things. And, you know, there's a lot, again, just for your listeners, just go check out Flannery's book. Also is the best summary, I think, of the data that I've seen collectively. Al Gore's movie is potent emotionally and visually, but if you want just the real serious data, Flannery's book, The Weathermakers, is the best place to go on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just automatically suspect a movie that was bankrolled by a politician. I don't care if it's a Republican politician or a Democrat politician. It would seem to me that that movie would have a bit of a, as you put it, emotional or, you know, pulling at one's heartstrings, maybe blowing things out of proportion a little bit. I don't know if I would go to that for real good information.
And my immediate reaction to that movie that turned me off about it is the animations where they show the shorelines flooding. Just to me, that was almost laughable, just because I understand that if the glaciers were to, you know, if the ice caps were to melt, that, of course, that process would take place over 50 to 100 years, and there wouldn't be any sort of rapid flooding like they show in the movie, so I thought that was a little disingenuous, but...
I think my concern, and I'm glad you addressed it, you only had 700 words, and so, you know, I totally understand that you had to end the article somewhere. My concern was that when you ask for activism, and you've got an environmentalist reading it, they're going to go and do activism in their fashion, which means protests and rallies and demanding more government regulation. And as we've seen, it's really the government that's the biggest polluter in America. It's not the corporations. And you mentioned clear-cutting earlier. As you probably know, as a libertarian, the clear-cutting tends to occur on leased property, on property that corporations are leasing from the government. So they don't actually own it. Therefore, they don't have any incentive to take care of it. How do you feel about private property ownership and that being the solution to a lot of environmental problems?
I'm for it.
Okay. Very good. Mark, did you have any other questions for Dr. Sherman while we have him on?
I don't. I guess the only thing I'd like to address is I know that the Earth has gone through a lot of environmental changes throughout the years. For instance, Greenland, they once farmed up there. You know, it was called Greenland for a reason. It wasn't covered in a big glacier. It was, in fact, green. The world's been warmer. People have been fine. What would be the terrifying
effects? Yeah, Flannery has a very good discussion of that. That in fact, sure, in parts of Canada and Greenland and so on, global warming will be good news, good for farming, better weather, nicer place to live, and so on. However, in other parts of the world where there's way more people, that's where there'll be droughts. And it's not global warming isn't even the right word. My professional friends that work in the field, they don't even use that phrase. They just call it global climate change.
Okay.
Some areas it'll be colder. Other areas the drought. Some areas flooding. So it just depends because it's a complex system. So in the areas where there's the most people, say sub-Saharan Africa, that's where you'll have more droughts, more flooding, worse conditions for farming, more starvation.
Michael, hang on. We're going to come back to you a little bit more here. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Just a couple more questions for Dr. Michael Shermer. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. In fact, we're going to be adding a new lady to the Shrine over the weekend. So if you're on the updates list, you'll be knowing when that happens. And you can get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. All right, we go back to our special guest, Dr. Michael Shermer. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Dr.
Hey.
Shermer.
Hey.
All right, so we've pretty much covered the environmental thing at this point. You are a libertarian. You believe in some minimal regulations, and libertarians disagree and agree on a variety of, you know, where they believe the government should be. Personally, I don't think there should be any of them, but I'm not gonna hash that out with you, Dr. Shermer. And you're calling for some relatively reasonable activism. When you said it's time for activism, you're talking about individuals taking action in their own lives to do things for the environment, like putting up solar panels,
right.
Like upgrading to a hybrid car, that sort of thing. And that seems totally reasonable. You're not somebody who's out there calling for more regulations, because as you probably understand, the more we regulate, the more that actually hurts small businesses, as big corporations have no problem absorbing the cost of regulation. It actually hurts the moms and the pops out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question that my friend wanted me to ask you is in regards to the public education system. I've had conversations with him about public education and government-run schools in regards to intelligent design being taught in schools and versus, I guess, leaving religion out. You know, I don't know whether or not it would be called a secular education, but simply separating the church and the state. Now I'm a strong agnostic. We also have an atheist and a deist here in the room. So, you know, we're all sort of the non-religious camp. And as far as we are concerned, our views generally stand that we think that the education system needs to be taken out of the hands of the government. And my friend kind of has this opinion that, oh my God, if that happened, all the schools would become Christian, there'd be intelligent design, there'd be no choice, every private
paranoid.
It would, yeah, exactly. I believe that that's a little bit paranoid, but he wants to know your views.
First of all, there would be no problem with intelligent design. The only reason there's a problem is because there's public schools, and since parents who believe in intelligent design pay taxes that go to those schools to which they send their kids, they feel like they should have a say, and that seems like a reasonable argument, and so we get into this sort of fight over who gets to choose what's t- taught in public schools. All right, so
which has been the eternal fight.
Schools, I mean, and there's no problems with that at all.
Right.
What would happen, in my opinion, this slightly separate question from intelligent design, if there were only private schools, first of all, tuition would be way cheaper. I sent my daughter to a private school in Pasadena, and it is whoppingly expensive.
Mm.
And the reason for that, I think, is because they have almost no competition at all. There's only a handful of good private schools in the entire area. And so they all charge the same, and they don't have to drive the prices down. So it's a killer for
right.
those of us who, you know, have to pay that tuition. So I think what would happen, first of all, the quality of education would go up, the price would go down. I don't think that there'd be a huge gap of uneducated kids running around on the streets. I think parents would be forced to take a more active role in their kids' education. I'm amazed at parents that, you know, friends of mine that send their kids to public schools, they never give it a second thought. They just it's like the single most important thing you can do for your kid. They don't even think about it. They've just written it off to the government, to
a
lot of bureaucrats to figure it out for them. And it's not their fault. It's just that that's the system we've had for over a century, and so people just grow up figuring, I don't have to worry about that. That's the government's job.
Right. The government has abdicated responsibility for those parents, and it's really sad. But to address Johnson's, I mean, that's a great, talk about how libertarianism is good and private schooling is good. But I think you wanted to know, Johnson, about this guy's sort of paranoid vision that if we got rid of the government, that all of the classes would be religious-based. And,
oh, well,
right, because religion is the majority.
There would be intelligent design taught in some creationist schools, but those kids wouldn't be hired by, say, oil companies or science-based companies. And, you know, the market would adjust for that, I think, and the quality of education would be lower at those kinds of schools because that there is no science, it's lousy science. And
how does
you might have schools that teach astrology instead of astronomy, but parents who pay attention and care would mostly not send their kids to those kinds of schools.
Exactly. Yeah. How does one explain that better, to make somebody understand that, look, it may happen. There may be school. There are schools now where you can go and you can, you know, get a degree in metaphysics.
Don't forget homeschooling.
Right,
there's
homeschooling.
A lot of Christians homeschool today because they don't want secular education. Fine, this is America. They're free to do that if they want, and their kids will suffer as a consequence. But that's the price you have to pay for the freedom.
And even if it turns out that most all of the schools do have this Christian-style Bible-based education, which, again, I believe is preposterous.
I don't think they would.
No, I believe it's preposterous. But even if it did turn out that way, you could always homeschool. You could also do some sort of an internet schooling. I mean, even if there was only 1% of atheists in America, and I believe there's more than that, but even if there was only 1%, they could all obviously create some sort of a long-distance education to where you didn't have to send your kids to those religious schools. So the marketplace would provide.
Right.
All right, Dr. Michael Shermer, it has been excellent having you on the show, and we really appreciate it. Did you have any final comments for us?
Oh, that's it.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks for being
thanks
on.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
Love your show. Love your webpage. Good job.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. We put him on a different phone line that time, and it sounded a lot better. No pops. I didn't hear any pops.
I like hearing that.
It wasn't quite as clear and crisp as he was previously, but maybe that doesn't go out of the air.
Maybe it's just your old man ears. Let's go to Alexander in Alabama.
His head's probably stuffed up, you know, with the operation and all.
He's gotten better now.
He has. It's much better.
When the operations are done, I'll be Marcy instead of Mark.
Let's go. You used that joke last night.
I know, but it was funny.
It was. Let's go to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, there is evidence saying that that temperatures are rising in the globe, but there's also evidence saying that the carbon dioxide emissions aren't enough to really explain that, especially when you take a look at the fact that vegetation has been growing a lot in the world and is a direct result of carbon dioxide increasing. So the carbon dioxide increase might not be spurring global warming, but also might be spurring the growth of vegetation that's absorbing that carbon dioxide. In addition, oceans do a great job of absorbing carbon dioxide.
Well,
and
let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
I saw a chart recently that was posted where it showed the average global temperature during a specific time period, and it was a chart that was showing a line graph of the temperature going up and down, and it showed the carbon dioxide temperature. You know, it showed the from air samples, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And what do you think the pattern was that I saw on the charts when they were laid side by side?
Well, they were both rising, but I don't think
they mirrored what, over the past, I think it was like 100 and something years, they mirrored one another identically. the charts went up and down at the exact same time. When the carbon dioxide went up, the temperature went up.
Hmm. Well, and how long was that chart?
I believe it was over a little bit more than 100 years.
How could they have carbon dioxide ratings 100 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, besides that, 100 years, I mean, that's a snapshot in time at best. Alexander, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking about intelligent design, Johnson, you're going to tell us about how the Christians are attacking one another. What about?
Certainly interesting.
We'll explore on the way. They are, they're getting pretty nasty, actually. 800-259-9231. I was shocked when I heard this. Forking up, this is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. An entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of our website. You download them for free. That's right there, freetalklive.com.
We should take this argument on air, because I like this argument.
No, it's done.
Oh, but you...
Now that you've mentioned it,
I still have to answer the question. I still have to answer the question, which you brought up before break, which was you said, how is it possible that they can make these sort of judgments about the carbon monoxide going up and down over time,
but
carbon dioxide,
because it's a big difference.
Yeah,
and he made it very clear that somehow coal burning plants make carbon dioxide, which I don't know everything about coal burning plants, but it's my understanding that was carbon monoxide, and
it is a huge difference because carbon monoxide carbon monoxide will bond in the atmosphere, I believe, with oxygen, and it'll negate itself. Where this carbon dioxide is a freestanding thing, it'll stick around.
Okay.
So what I was just basically saying is that they can test those things the same way Dr. Michael Shermer mentioned, which was with the, you know, measuring the rings of the trees and the, you know, the ice caps and glaciers and ice and stuff like that. They have other ways of finding those things out about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere as well, by seeing plant growth and whatnot. They can measure those things. But what I said is they can measure those things posthumously. And I said
that was posthumously.
No, I believe it's posthumously.
I bet you get both of these definitions.
Probably. You can probably pronounce it both ways. And
posthumous.
We got into this kind of argument here about the, you know, etymology of words and what's correct. Is it the dictionary definition as stated by dictionary.com or I'm sorry, thefreedictionary.com, or does it have something to do with the etymology of the word? I'm a firm believer that you can use a word. I was using the word in the terms of something that has been buried. And because the word humus or whatnot is the Latin, comes from the Latin word for earth, which I figure if posthumously means that after someone has died, it means after they've been buried. Well, yes, the definition of the word has changed over time because now we're referring specifically to death.
It means occurring or continuing after one's death.
Well, that's what it says at freedictionary.com.
And that you said it also says it at dictionary.com.
And it does say that at dictionary.com.
Okay, then.
But the etymology of the word says that it means after it's buried.
What does Merriam-Webster say? Because that's the dictionary.
I have to say I'm with Johnson on this, and I don't like to agree with Johnson. You know that it rubs me the wrong way. It really does. But if the word is from the Latin, meaning after buried, if that's what the words meant, then that's right, even if it's been poorly used in the past.
Merriam-Webster
says after death.
Born after the death of the father, published after the death of the author, following or occurring after death.
These people just copy each other.
Although, actually, it also says from superlative of posterous, coming after.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, three different dictionaries defining it the same way. The definition has changed over the years, and that's okay. Definitions can change, especially because we don't bury everybody.
Let me ask you this question. It doesn't change the original definition.
Let me ask you this question. This will solve this real fast. How do words change?
With usage, I guess.
Right.
So, let's go to the phone.
So, if you use a word differently...
That's right. And if everybody else starts using it that way, then the definition changes. And
I could be a trendsetter, man, back to the original usage.
If you were to pull a Merriam-Webster's or whatever the dictionaries were back in the 1800s or whenever the word came about, it would define it as you did, Mark, that after burial, most likely. But in this case, things have changed, because now we can burn people instead of bury them.
I wasn't debating that. That's not what I originally said. I was originally agreeing with you. If you recall, I sent him to the I went to the website to check it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw the etymology of the word, I switched my stance.
Right, because for
Johnson.
Some reason you want to be old school with this particular word, and that's fine. I'll use the current definition. Let's go to the phones. The ladies come first. Dana in California, or Dana, one or the other. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Well, this is Donna.
Oh, I'm sorry. Donna, what's on your mind?
Well, I received a letter from my sister, who has received a letter from the National Rifle Association.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that on July 4th, the United Nations is holding a party at the taxpayers' expense to form a nation state to plan on stripping all citizens of all nations of their rights to self-protection and strip you of your rights under the Second Amendment.
Okay.
By Wayne LaPierre. I guess his name is Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah, he's the president of the NRA, I believe.
Yes, I thought this should be noted. People should know this.
Right.
So what date is this that we're leaving the UN?
July 4th.
Okay, so on the 4th of July, we will declare our independence from the UN.
We should, yes.
I'm sure that's what will happen. Either that or there are going to be a lot of people getting shot.
Well, I think that's pretty audacious of them on the 4th of July to pull this.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're the UN. They're a big bureaucracy. They're a bunch of countries getting together and arguing over things, and they spend a lot of our money, and it's disgusting. And we do need to pull out of the UN.
Well, she's right that it's on Independence Day. The only thing that guarantees your independence is the right to bear arms.
Right. It is certainly a slap in the face.
Yeah,
I mean, no doubt about it. But your Republicans and your Democrats in Washington, D.C. are going to do absolutely nothing to withdraw us from the U.N. So, I mean, we can keep dreaming about it, but we're probably never going to withdraw from the U.N. until we can actually elect some principled, libertarian-minded individuals in there. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if liberal or conservative doesn't matter anymore. They're all the same,
wait,
I think.
Wait, I think you're confusing. No, I think you're confusing.
Oh, libertarian?
Libertarian is different from liberal. Very,
yes.
Very, very different.
And I understand there are some good men running for Congress coming up to this year that are Vietnam vets. And I think they're really they should be looked into because I really think they're going to.
Well,
be
I don't
good.
Vote for somebody based on the fact that they've been in a war. I vote for them based on their position on
well,
the issues.
Yes, their position is to protect the Bill of Rights.
And Donna, one thing's for sure: if they try and take guns from gun-owning Americans, hopefully they'll fight back. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Friday edition. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And as always, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We want you to shop with us. If you like the fact that we give everything away on our website, then do a little bit of shopping. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com or go crazy and do a lot of shopping because Amazon has over 30 categories of products. In fact, one of their newest categories, the Amazon Grocery. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
What?
If it's non-perishable...
Non-perishable stuff.
You can buy it through Amazon.
Bulk. I mean,
yeah, bulk
you,
deals.
You buy...
Like Sam's Club stuff.
Big stuff, yeah.
Is it good deals? I mean, I'm going to ask you. I know
I have yet to really browse around through there. It's that brand new. So.
I want a consumer report. We used to do this on the show all the time do the Ian Consumer Report with Ian.
No, we never did that.
Yes, we did.
I just have some good tips for people.
Oh my god!
That's
yes,
all.
you used to come in with tips all the time. That was one of my favorite Free Talk Live segments.
There was never a segment. People would just call in and ask questions about buying
and
stuff.
And I liked it. Okay. It was good. You should do it more often because you are.
I can't do it. You have to call and ask questions about buying stuff.
I will do that then because you are such a stickler.
Anyway,
you are such a tightwad. And it's great to get advice from you because
he is so cheap he squeaks.
I know, and it's good to ask advice from somebody who's cheap.
Little moths fly out.
Which is why I like Amazon because they've got free super saver deals on a bunch of their items, which is fantastic. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, delivered to your door, and every purchase you make through Amazon.freetalklive.com. helps us because we get a percentage. We go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right.
Well, I think I just might perhaps freak you guys out. I got answers to the last questions you've had for the last 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Firstly, how they detect carbon dioxide levels in previous eons, what they do is they drill into icebergs, and the deeper you go, the more thousands of years you can measure.
And there's little bits of air in there.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Second, intelligent design versus theory of evolution, there's actually no conflict there. That's according to Darwin. Unfortunately, with all due respect to all you guys and your previous guests, people who say that there's an argument to be made aren't familiar with Darwin's theory of evolution or the intelligent design argument.
What do you mean?
Well, if we go to molecular biologists, I mean, Stephen Bay, he's one of the foremost scientists on this subject. But if you take an electron microscope and look inside the flagellum, which is a motor inside a bacteria, you can't see it without an electron microscope. It's one of the smallest things imaginable. It's got 40 individual parts, has four speeds, two reverse, two forward. It's a liquid-cooled engine, and it's designed specifically to move the bacteria any which way it wants to go. Hmm. It's an amazing engine. And we can witness the cell put the whole thing together. And you can't, in fact, the greatest thing about Darwin is he gives all his arguments in his book why his theory isn't valid. It is valid when we witness the species evolving through its environment. But it doesn't explain everything. And Darwin's book specifically goes into the arguments of why his theory isn't valid.
So people
aren't aware of that. Like, here's just one quote from Darwin. Quote, if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ exists which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successful slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down. Unquote. And that's what we see.
I get where you're coming from, and I've heard this argument from intelligent design before, but, I mean, the simple fact that science hasn't been able to prove it up to this point doesn't mean that that was not something that evolved naturally. Now, I believe in intelligent design. I do believe that. I just don't think we should have it in schools.
Oh, I believe in natural selection.
And basically what you're saying is, John, is that you believe that God created evolution.
No.
Right?
No, that's not it.
Well, thanks for the call. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you